X2 PGR, KD2 AIT, you copy? This is usually Paul's night, so I'm going to give him a minute here or two to come in and start the net. If he doesn't, then I'll do it. But let's give him another shout here. WX2 PGR, do you copy? Give him another shout here. WX2 PGR, this is KD2 AIT, do you copy? Well, I guess he's not around tonight. Alright, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Relay Servostat. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in, whether they're on traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? And before I continue, is Paul there? WX2PGR? Okay, are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2VLA. KA2ZNZ, if I'm making it tonight.
Okay, KA2VLA and KA2ZNZ recognize. Are there any other check-ins? KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. Hey, were you guys up at camp tonight?
No, it's too cold for me. KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. I want to get a hunting report from you. I've got nothing, no activity today other than getting some sort of a desk job going here in the office, so I don't have anything to talk about, but I'm wondering how you're making out for the hunting.
Well, I had a good morning, I guess. I had a doe walk right up in front of my blind there. I was watching it, and I heard it coming, and then I seen the rear end of it, and then it moved out behind a tree. I had the gun all ready to shoot, but you know what? It didn't have any horns, and no matter how hard I thought about it, no horns came out, so I had to let that one go. But that was what I saw this morning, and this afternoon I did a little hiking around up on the road and seen a lot of tracks, but didn't see anything spectacular, but they're definitely moving. You can't go more than 10 feet without seeing tracks. The reason I asked if you're in here, because in the afternoon I was sitting back up in the blind and I could see somebody walking down the road. And later on I went back out and I see the tracks went down to the skid road down by your place and then over, I guess, towards Crabtree's. Well, I don't know if they went up and back. I don't know. So I didn't know if it was Joni or you guys in that camp. That's what's going on here today.
I don't know. I had coffee with Joan and Mark this morning. And I think Joni went in to one of the Dodge Brand shows over here. So I don't know. Not till I know I was really in there, but they could have been. So thanks for the information. Anyhow, I hope the weather is warming up a little bit. The week's report they gave this morning said it's going back to normal. November temperatures. So it should be 5 to 10 degrees warmer. That wouldn't be too bad hunting. So I might see you in there. Say
73. Okay, Clint. Yeah, there's a lot of activity up by that blind that you like to sit in there. So I didn't sit up in the blind, but I stopped at that section of the road there with that little log sticking out, and I sat there for about 15, 20 minutes just looking around, and boy, there's a track everywhere you look. So this is definitely the week. They're moving through right now. There's no doubt about it. But whoever was walking down the road, I didn't see, it didn't look like they were carrying a gun of any kind, and they didn't see one slung around their shoulder, and they didn't look like they were carrying anything in their hand. So that's why I assumed it was Joni, but I was so far away, I could only see that it was a person. I couldn't see, you know, how tall, short, or, you know, anything else about them. They're just almost a shadow at that point. So I'm assuming it was one of them, but anyway, they didn't walk down to my camp, so... but I followed their track all the way down to where they went in on the skid road. I'm assuming they came back up and around Crabtree's and back up. So, I don't know. That's my assumption. But there's a lot of tracks going down there now, so it's hard to tell. All right. Well, thanks, Clint. And hopefully we'll see you up here. And I plan on hunting it as much as I can this last week. All right. K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, nothing too much. Still on the Omni, so I don't know how well I'm making it. Some nights they can clean up, some nights they can't. But, we need a saw so I can get my beam working again. Anyways, about 31 degrees here, and we are 11 degrees this morning. I imagine we went a lot lower than that. So, that's about it. I'll just say 7-3 to you and Clint and anybody else that's on the side.
Okay, Jack. Well, you're coming in okay. I mean, there's a little bit of crackling in the background, but it's, I mean, the only reason why I even noticed is because we're so used to your booming signal that, you know, you can tell now that you're on something else, but it's really not that bad. Yeah, it was cold here. It was -3 when I got out there into my... my blind this morning, and it was tough. Usually I can sit there for 4, maybe 5 hours without a problem. You know, I have to get up after that, but this morning, after about 3 hours, I was about ready to get up and get moving, and it was cold. My feet got cold. I think when you're not moving, it doesn't matter how many layers of clothes or how thick your boots are. If you're not moving around, that cold's going to find you. So it was definitely chilly, but tonight it's not bad. I think it's about 22 degrees out. What it says here, and you know, I just keep adding a log onto the fire about every 45 minutes or so. It's really not that bad right now. I'm walking around here camp with a t-shirt on, so I'm hoping that'll mean a warmer morning tomorrow. All right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Somebody's keying down there. Somebody had their mic down there. I don't know if you heard my response there, Jack, but I don't know who that was. Alright, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I got this morning and it was cold. And I got out there anyway, and even though I didn't want to, I really wanted to curl back up and just roll back into bed and go back to sleep, but I forced myself to get up, went back out there, and we sat out there about 3.5 hours or so before we came back here into camp, got ourselves some something hot to eat, and then we went back out for a couple more hours, and like 2.5 hours or so we were out there stalking around and pretty much on the road. It was kind of crunchy out there today. You didn't really want to be out in the woods. I mean, that one deer I saw this morning, you could hear her coming for a long ways away for a deer anyway. Then we took a break for about an hour, grabbed a little shut-eye for about, 30 minutes or so, and got back up and went back out there and set the blind again. But it was really windy. The wind changed directions a few times while I was out there. It was a very odd time. But other than that, then we got back here. We cooked up some duck up here at camp, and we had duck a l'orange. Yeah, we were roughing it big time up here at camp. And we're just kind of hanging out here tonight and listening to a little music in the background and just relaxing by the woodstove, taking it easy. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency or whatever amateur you use. I'd like to thank Clint and Jack for checking in tonight. Say 73 is so loose again. This is KD2AIT clear.
KOJ 4 Octon, the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Octon is currently being held on a 145-17. Are there any stations with or without traffic for Octon? Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. And what else for Octon?
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. I have no traffic. Good evening.
And to WBX, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Hi, Beth. Thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon? Anyone else wishing to sign in with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. Are there any other stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic? Okay, I'll make this the final call for Octon. Four stations with or without traffic. Final call. Any last minute check-ins? Okay, nothing else said. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73 to all. KB2KOJ is correct.